I'm Adrian McLaughlin and I'm a member of Kerry Camino.
Mm-hmm. And we're along with Mike as well.
I'm Michael O'Donnell, or Mike. You can call me whatever you like. And Adrian leads me where she wants me to go. You know, so that's the way we do things in the Kerry Camino.
And you've been a group together now for a number of years,
15 years, I suppose.
Yes, the initial get-together of Kerry Camino was a voluntary group that got together in 2012. And we launched the first section of the walk, Tralita Camp, that September. Mm-hmm. When we had a group of about 30 who did that section. The route itself was officially opened by Minister Jimmy Deanahan at the time and Antarctic explorer Mike Barry. So they set us on our way. So that sowed the seeds for what was to become a 3-day walking weekend, which we have been doing since.
Exactly. And the numbers are good every year, and I think COVID set us back a small bit, all right, because we were heading, but we were delighted really because it curtailed the numbers a small bit, you know. People, a lot of people became wary of kind of mixing with crowds, you know. And we have 300 people. That would be including the many guides we have from all the walking groups and the mountaineering groups in around Tralee. Mm-hmm. They volunteer to come with us every year. And there's a safety aspect to having so many guides as well, because
of course
we have a guide nearly for every 20 people, don't we, Adrian? Really,
yes, yeah. The front, the middle and the back.
The front and the middle and the back. And we have a motto that nobody's left behind.
Yeah. Know, so. Well, people have various reasons for doing a Camino as such, whether it's a walk in the fresh air, it could be a contemplative walk, or just to meet new people. So that's what we do. It was initially established to bring walking tourism to the greater Tralee area.
Yeah, it was at a time that when things were really bad in Tralee, shops were closing and businesses were closing, and we kind of looked at what we could do to... initially, it kind of came out of a meeting that Dennis Rean had in the Brandon about that hope that was to come to Tralee at the time. They were bringing a scientific hub, I think, of some description. There was a big meeting in the Brandon, and he encouraged people to think of other ideas, and it stemmed from that, really, you know. That.
And this is great because you're outdoors, you're getting the fresh air into your lungs, and I suppose we can all do with a bit of that.
Oh, sure, it's amazing. I mean, the peace up there, I was up there now yesterday, and my family gave out to me for going up in the mountain on my own, but I love the peace and quiet, like you say, Kaya. There's nothing like it.
What do you hear when you're up there on your own?
It's free silence. And of course my wife would say that's a great thing, like, you know. Silence from me especially, but it's the peace up there, isn't it, Adrian? Even last Saturday, no, in all the rain, there were four people walking, and Kerry Lewis, who was with us, Kerry tried to talk them down, you know, because it was the worst day that you could imagine. We were absolutely drowned. We were like rats when we came home. And these people were heading off towards Dingle.
They didn't care.
No, they didn't care.
Four Americans, two couples, walking independently.
One guy was a mother, one couple was a mother.
They had that age profile.
They had the age profile anyway. You know,
so it's for all ages.
It is.
Yeah, but they were going on to do the full Dingle way, but they were just going to camp that particular day, and they were well kitted out, and that's key, you know, that you dress appropriately for whatever might present, you know.
There was nothing talking about it, anyway, Adrian,
which is a great sign.
Well, which is a great sign.
And it did clear up, so.
It did clear up,
Adrian, when people decide, you know, to come for the first time to the Kerry Camino with your event, you know, what did they say afterwards?
Well, to a letter, they all are mostly happy with the experience. They've made new friends. We provide them functionally with an information pack on the route, and they have a logbook which they can stamp along the way.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So that I stamped one up there for you to see. You can take a photo of it if you like to give you an example. So they love having that. They're on the boxes, on the seats along the way. They can stamp their logbook. And at the end, in St. James's in Dingle, they get a certificate of completion of the walk. So that's a nice memento for them to have.
And there's a great social aspect to it, Adrian. Yeah. The first evening we finish in McGonigal's in camp, and Mrs. O'Neill puts on tea and sandwiches for everybody. Mm. And that's all included. And the following day, there's a barbecue.
Nice.
In Onascall. And the following day, then, we used some tamenting, but when it was our anniversary, we gave them a meal. And we've continued with that. Yeah, it worked very well. We give them a buffet meal.
And that's all factored into
it's all included
the weekend price.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm. So people have options of staying along the route if they prefer, or we bus them back in and out from Tralee
So everything's accommodated for.
Yeah. People look after their own accommodation, but we look after the in-between bits, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
And tell me, you know, back in 2012, we're in 2026 now, did you expect it to go on this long?
Well, I didn't expect to be around this long. I'm heading for 80 years.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm 70. I'm in my 79th year. Yeah.
And you're still going away up to the mountain, no?
Well, no, I curtail my I don't do the actual Camino on the weekend. I pop in and out, keeping an eye on people's safety.
Yeah, of course.
There. Yeah. And, you know, to make sure that we don't leave anybody behind. There's always somebody tagging along at the end, mopping up anyway, you know, one of the two of the guides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so.
We're a voluntary group of about 8-9 people, you know. We meet occasionally. This time of the year, we'd meet more often, but over the winter, we just touch in and out by messaging and emails and stuff. But it's a social thing for us as well. We've made good friends. And it's all voluntary on our part. But any money that we raise from what we get in from our walk weekend goes towards the stationery, the passports, the logbooks, and promoting it on our... We have a good social media. We've just relaunched our website.
Fab.
So... any information that people might need, www.kerrycamino.com, and there's links in there for any queries people may have. That's...
Oh, you know why Adrienne's our press officer.
She's very good at it.
Unlike me, who turns up and wings it, Adrienne has everything covered. You know,
when so it I started, can, Kaya, I went along just to see what it was all about, and I made the great mistake of having a notebook and pen.
So she was automatically chosen as the secretary and has remained secretary ever since.
You love it, Adrian, don't you?
It's great. I mean, that being said, on paper I might be called the secretary, but if I'm not there, somebody else does it. We share everything, you know. Mike was quite amenable to coming in today with me here. And, you know, people have busy lives themselves, so we just...
And I hear you're the tea man as well, Mike.
Oh, I love a cup of tea. I don't go anywhere without my flask. In actual fact, I left the other day without my tea, and I just was checking on a bit of stuff, and I was out all evening. I came home and I was ravenous. I ate a tea at dinner in the evening that I wouldn't normally eat at all, because I'd have at least three snacks between lunch and dinner time, you know, so... No, I love a cup of tea.
Yeah, and I suppose it's even nicer when it's on the mountain.
Oh, fabulous, absolutely. It is. Older people in my age group out there now would remember having tea, making the hay, and in the bog, and it's similar on the mountain, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it brings people together as well.
It does, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have one girl who comes down from Dublin every year. She brings 14 or 15 people.
Unbelievable. So where are the people coming from for the Kerry Camino?
All over.
The large proportion would be Irish, but we have had people booking in from America, all parts of Europe, Australia and everything.
Philippines and one occasion.
It's very global, really, at this stage, you know, and social media plays a part in that. Mm. People also can avail of our walk. Our walk is 57, 58 kilometres, and by having the certification of it, it can go towards their mileage, for want of a word, of the Spanish, French, Portuguese Camino to get their Compostela in Spain.
In Spain, because their routes are too short, so they need one of the Irish Caminos.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah. There are routes all over Ireland. There's about a dozen of or more of them, you know, ours being one of them. Camino Society Ireland.ie would be an interesting one to have a look at there. Mm. They can get their, what they have done in Kerry, verified, and that can go towards what they're walking in Europe to get the overall Compostela
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I imagine as well, like, you know, when you are doing the Camino, like, you get those beautiful views and those viewpoints along the way as well.
And each of the 3 days, they're very different. I mean, when you start in camp, or as you go towards camp, you've the beauty of Tralee Bay and Finnet and Barrow, and on a clear day you might see up towards North Clare. Yeah.
You have 4 or 5 different views of the Wild Atlantic Way. You know, we'll say coming out the canal now, you have the canal, which is the Wild Atlantic Way asleep almost, you know. Mm. And then you go up to Tornavan, you've all Tralee Bay. Mm-hmm. You go back to Derrymore, you can see back into the Maharees and back into Clan and Brandon. When you cross over, then you're over to Inch on the second day. Mm-hmm. And you have all that vast South Kerry.
Now, I remember the year that I went with you. We were discussing beforehand. It was about 4 years ago now, which time flies mm-hmm. when you're having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a lot of people there for their own personal journeys, which I think, as you said, it's a great social outlet. But I suppose we don't know what anyone is coming from either.
No.
And it's nice to have that time to reflect, to find other people who might be in a really hard point in their life and actually come together. So that's quite special as well.
Yeah. And you've got to respect that some people want to walk in solitude, and that's fine. People stop.
Which they can.
They can. There's no pressure. There's always someone behind. You can fall in and out of any group. And some people are dedicated walkers and they just see point A, point B and go for it. Everyone's there for their own reason, a little holiday. And
we actually have a Dalton father team that come every year and do that. Mm-hmm. They start off with the sky and we don't see them anymore till the next morning again. And they start off with us again. And they've been coming for almost 10 years.
So that's a great respect as well, that people keep coming back.
Yeah.
But the route is there anyway. We organise this guided walk weekend, but the route is part of the Greater Dingle Way. And a person from Tralee can decide in the morning, have a day off, it's nice, throw on the boots or whatever, bring a packed lunch and do a section of it.
Yeah, but the main thing is boots.
Good footwear and appropriate weather, depending on the weather.
On a fine day.
Bottle of water, snack.
If we get a couple of days of fine weather, you can do most of it with good strong shoes, you know.
Yeah.
A light walking. But other days you could need, days like last week, I mean, you wouldn't go out with Wellingtons on. And you can experience, we have experienced the Four Seasons in one day.
Yeah.
And then you could get a shower of rain now, and 5 minutes down the road, the sun comes out and it's absolutely marvellous.
Yeah.
And the wind dries you off. I mean,
yes. The emotions of the weather as well, like, it's unbelievable to experience when you're in the middle of it.
Oh, it is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So finally, I'm going to ask both of you, what's your favourite stop along the way?
Mm-hmm. Well, personally for me, I like to Menard.
Menard is lovely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's a beautiful spot. There's the storm boulders are there at the front of the beach. You have the view of from the castle all out there, and it's peaceful. Mike is off. You can be guaranteed Mike will take his flask out there.
Yeah, guaranteed, yes. And I did yesterday, actually. We put a seat up in Menard yesterday.
Fab.
That was supplied by the NEKD and Joanne. We'd like to thank them. They supplied the seat. We put 4 new seats up in the last couple of weeks, you know. So there's one in Tornavan, one in Derrymore, one in Corrine, one in Derrymore, and one in Menard. Just out near John's Well.
Yeah.
It's just as you come out of Menard, you know. So you can rest and bring your flask and sandwiches and sit down there. And
I can picture it now.
The world passes you by. You have a great view out of the Atlantic, and the tip of Menard Castle is just showing above the bushes.
Mm. So you would say Menard is your spot too?
So Menard is lovely, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
I like too coming out, when you come out of the bog in Dingle, and you come out onto the road, that's a fabulous view too, isn't it, Adrienne?
Also, for another one for me, is when on the second day after you've left camp and you're going towards Inch, and there's a road that goes through the bog and the forestry.
Oh, that's
and
lovely,
it's a lovely stretch ahead of you, and there's bogland, and you can see the Dingle Road, let's say, off in the distance, but you can see what's ahead of you, and it's lovely. There's different aspects of what you can see. You know, different terrain.
When you look forward and you see 100 people in front of you, and you look back and you see 100 people behind you, that's on our weekend. You won't get that every day of the year, you know. But most days, I'd say, during the walking season, you'll never be on your own. There'll be always somebody in front of you or behind you.
Well, I would mention that we are a voluntary group, but we have just got a small bit of funding via the Festival and Participative Events Programme, which would be a great help in promoting and getting more media stuff out there. And
which all helps at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. We'd like to thank Kerry County Council and the events coordinator and our local councillor, Mikey Sheehy, who helped with that as well. Yes. So that's just very
just recent. Just on a humorous note, I did say that we tell people we won't leave them behind, you know. And I was below in the lobby a while ago listening to Radio Kerry, and there was a birthday wish came out for Donal Kelleher, Lord Cannon, the bus driver. He must, it didn't give his age, and I'm sorry it didn't, because he must be 95. And we'd just like to wish him happy birthday, but one of the first years he always drove us, and he'd be the last pick up at 6 o'clock in the evening. That the last bus goes at 6 o'clock, and I had said to people leaving Tralee on Saturday, it was that time, we our first day was Saturday, and I had said we won't leave anybody behind. And Donal Kelleher was gone about 10 minutes, and I got a phone call. Mikey, where's the bus? And this the last bus, Donal Kelleher had gone away in the last bus. I said, the last bus is gone, where were you? Mikey, you said you'd leave nobody behind. And you see, I said, all right, hold on. And we rang Donal. He turned the bus around at Lisbon and came back to England, picked him up.
Unbelievable.
So that's what he was like.
And you kept your word at the end of the day.
Well, we did keep our words. But I had no choice, really. You know, that was the time we kind of, we spread all over Dingle. Now we finish in Gainey's pub. Mm. So everybody's together. And the buses know where they are, you know. But,
yeah, for sure. Definitely. Head counts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Lads, it was so lovely to have you in, and I wish you the best of luck. You've another month to go, but I'm sure there'll be lots of people registering between now and then.
That's right. Indeed.
Our link is up on our Facebook and social media, and on our website there's a link for Eventbrite. People can book in there, whether they want to book in for the 3 days or a particular day off the route, depending on their time restraints. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Perfect.
Well, and we won't leave anybody behind.
No, I hope not.
Not really.